Despite losses at the polls earlier this month, Senate Democrats are forging ahead with some of their top priorities during the lame duck session. Majority Leader Harry Reid announced he'll push for a repeal of the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. And he also wants to bring a vote on the DREAM Act, which would allow undocumented immigrants who grew up in the US to get legal residency by meeting educational and military requirements. FSRN's Jacob Fenston reports.
For Democrats, time is getting short.
If we don't get this job done this year, I think it could be years until we have another opportunity. That's why so many senators are here.
Senator Mark Udall from Colorado, one of a dozen Democrats gathered at a press conference Thursday.
We're all here to say it's time for Don't Ask, Don't Tell to take a hike.
According to Pentagon numbers, some 14,000 men and women have been discharged under the policy since it passed 17 years ago. The policy is a toxic combination, says Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon.
Simultaneously reducing national security and undermining the ideals of American freedom.
He cites a 2005 General Accounting Office analysis which found 10% of those discharged were experts in critical languages like Arabic and Farsi.
There is no way that we can win the war on terror if we are frittering away so much talent.
One member of the military with mission-critical skills is Lieutenant Colonel Victor Fehrenbach, with 19 years' experience flying fighter jets. The Air Force wants to kick him out because he's gay.
I'd be deployed right now, doing my job, flying my F-15 for my country, and protecting soldiers and Marines on the ground in Afghanistan, if not for Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Instead, he's been caught up in red tape for the past 2.5 years. He's fighting to stay in the military, pleading the case that he should be allowed to serve a 7th combat tour. Senate Democrats think they have the votes to get the repeal passed as part of the defense authorization bill before a new Congress is sworn in next year. But not many Republicans are lining up to help Democrats pass legislation. Senator John Cornyn of Texas says any decision on Don't Ask, Don't Tell shouldn't come before the Pentagon's report on the policy is released.
That full report is not yet before us, and I think we, rather than rushing to judgment there, we ought to listen to the people who'd be most affected, which are our military members.
The report is due by December 1st. It evaluates how the military would implement a repeal of the policy. But Cornyn says Democratic leaders need to put the brakes on for now.
Senator Reid's got a long list of things he wants to try to pass before the people who are elected on November the 2nd get a chance to get here and participate. I think it's a mistake to try to jam a bunch of legislation through after the American people have spoken so clearly.
The other legislative priority Senator Reid put on the table is passing the DREAM Act, which would provide a path to citizenship for young people who grew up in the U.S. but were born elsewhere, brought into the country illegally by their parents. The act requires the young people to meet a set of conditions and complete some military service or higher education. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California says the bill is long overdue. It was first introduced in 2001.
I know a number of cases in California where youngsters are brought here illegally, but they don't know it. And they go to school and they excel. They want to go on to college. They want to share in the blessings of this great country, and they cannot.
This is our home. I am an American.
Ramiro Luna, a Texas Tech University student, speaking at a press conference in Washington. He's on day 9 of a hunger strike, urging Congress to pass the DREAM Act.
All we want is freedom to serve, opportunity to have access to a higher education, to be able to pursue our dreams and be able to utilize the talents that we have.
Passing the bill would require support from a handful of Republicans. Senator John McCain was a co-sponsor of the bill in previous years, but this year he's not on board. On Wednesday, a group of Latino students staged a sit-in outside his office in D.C. Guillermo Mercado was one of 4 students arrested. He's lived in the U.S. since he was 4.
Some of us want to be teachers, lawyers, so we went to his office just to sit there and let him hear us that we're ready to serve and we want the DREAM Act to pass.
There are more than 800,000 young people who could take advantage of the DREAM Act, according to a new study by Raul Hinojosa. He's a professor at UCLA, and he says the country has already sent these kids to elementary school and high school. They should have the chance to pursue higher education and one day become citizens.
The only question is now, will we allow the pipeline for these students to complete their ability to maximally contribute and pay back this country?
Hinojosa says if the act passed and those students could get higher degrees, they would contribute an added $1.4 trillion to the U.S. economy over the next 40 years. Jacob Fenston, FSRN, Washington.